You are accessing your deepest truth. This is you accessing the wisdom, the intelligence within your heart. So I'm going to invite you to begin first by closing your eyes. I'm going to do the same thing. And allow your awareness to move from the outer world to the inner world. I'm inviting you to shift your focus from your thinking mind into your feeling heart. And if it helps you to gently touch your heart center in a way that is comfortable for you, this is the time to do that touch. Just gently touch your heart center. And allow your awareness to go to the place where you feel that touch. This is the first step. Second step, I invite you to slow your breathing just a little bit. Maybe 5 seconds on the inhale. Pause. 5 seconds on the release. Pause. 5 seconds on the inhale. Pause. 5 seconds on the release. Continue to breathe at this rate. When you slow your breathing, you're sending a second, very powerful signal to your body. You are telling your body, I am safe. And you're saying it in a language that your body understands. Slow the breathing. You create a powerful shift in your body. This is the shift that allows you to free the healing, the regenerative systems in the human body. I am safe. The third step. The third step is the step that establishes the link. This is the link between your heart and your brain. I invite you to feel a feeling to the best of your ability. Feel the feeling of gratitude or appreciation or care for anything or anyone. Compassion. Gratitude. Appreciation. Care. Compassion. To the best of your ability, hold the focus of this feeling in your heart. Place where you're touching your heart. Remember to breathe into this space. I'm going to do the same just for a few seconds right now. Best of your ability, hold the focus of the feeling in your heart. Breathe as if your breath is coming from your heart. What you have just known is something that is so ancient, it is so primal. No other form of life can access what you're accessing in this space. You feel like you're able to move into your heart? Yes, no. What the science shows is that surrounding every human heart is a field of energy. that extends beyond the physical body, between 3 to 5 feet. So there are over 1,000 of us in the room. There's over 1,000 hearts in the room. We're all within 3 to 5 feet, so what does that mean? Yeah, we're sharing a heart field. So it is usually much easier in a group like this to get into that heart field. When you go home and you try this on your own, it may feel different, and I want you to know what that difference is all about. Now, what you have just done, just from harmonizing the heart and the brain for about 3 minutes, 3 minutes of what you have done, the science shows that your stress hormone levels decrease, cortisol decreases about 23%. DHEA levels, the precursor to all of your hormones, increases 100% after only 3 minutes. And that effect will last up to 6 hours without doing anything else, just from harmonizing the heart and the brain. Now, if you do this at night before you go to sleep, what a beautiful way to set the stage for your body to heal and sleep. Or you can do it first thing in the morning. Or you can do it in the workplace if you know that you're going to have a difficult conversation at work. Or you can do it in your relationship if you know you're about to have a difficult conversation in your relationship. Because what this does is it puts you into a very neutral place. If you're trying to solve your problems and make your choices, should I sleep? If you're trying to make those choices from your brain, you will always struggle because your brain is about polarity. Your brain is about judgment. Your brain is about good, bad, right, wrong. The human heart.
Okay, my friends, so this is a little technique there that you can do. It's great, you know, for healing and making sure that you connect the heart and mind. I hope that you learned something. Make sure you send me your comments and, you know, your experience with this type of technique. I have a lot of other comments that I want to tell you about this technique. But the main thing is I wanted to say really quick is if you want, try to get a picture. Get a picture. Think about somebody you love. You know what I'm saying? Think about somebody you love. When you're going into, I believe it's the third step. You know what I'm saying? Get a picture of somebody you know that you love. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to get that that feeling of compassion or gratitude, you know. Also, when you're doing the other step where you touch at the heart, don't forget to breathe. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're doing the second step, to breathe from your heart. You know what I'm saying? And also being able to touch the heart. You can use one hand or two. All right? And make sure you keep on having that love come through. All right? This is me. I hope that you have a great day. Keep on letting your light shine. Peace and love.